That long road trip on that prison bus, it was like 3 or 4 hours the whole time I'm mentally preparing myself for warfare.
Survival.
Yeah. How did you cope with being a minister with a son in prison?
You know, here you are trying to help everybody else, and you can't even minister to your own. Because I felt like, what could I have done differently? I mean, how did I not see it?
I think that you did everything that you possibly could. You kept me in church Monday through Sunday.
Okay, well, being in church and being engaged with what you're doing there is two different things.
What was life like at home while I was gone?
Well, initially, it was a real sense of feeling alone, and I stopped cooking dinner. But what kept me truly alive and focused was being able to write you.
The letters were everything. The way that you wrote 6, 7, 8 page letters to me, I would picture you writing and how your hands would be moving across the paper. You're really bearing your soul to me. Before then, it was always like, hey, I'm your mom. Go put shoes on. Hurry up. Let's go to church.
I remember, you know, talking to the wardens,
You were
like,
such a mom. What mother calls to the prison and talks to the warden? Like, this is not a guidance counselor in college,
I was like, I need to talk to the warden. You need to know that my son is here. He's only 15.
You became less of my authority figure mom and became more of my caring and concerned mom. That's what kept me alive. Because a year out here is not the same thing as a year in there. A year in there was just the same day every day, over and over and over again. And then because they sent me to these prisons where people had so much more time than I had to serve, in my mind, I'm like, I got 8 years. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? But in their mind, they're like, I potentially may die in prison. You're gonna go home one day. Why are you acting like you have my kind of time? You don't have my kind of time, Marcus. Do your 8 years, go home, and make us proud. Like, if you can't make it out there, then none of us can make it. So, when you look at me today, what do you see?
I see a young man who said that I'm going to change the world. I see a man who loves his children and his wife. And I'm thankful that you have grown up to be the person that you are today.
I'm honored to be able to say that I have that direction from you and you being a mom in my life. So,
I love you too.
thank you. I love you, Mom.
Love you.